Last week's attacks brought to light many of this country's vulnerabilities. High on the list is airport security. Of the four passenger jets hijacked, two came from Boston's Logan Airport, where there has been concern about security for many years. Anthony Brooks reports.
At Logan Airport, heavily armed state troopers and federal marshals patrol the terminals and man the checkpoints where passengers and their hand luggage are scanned for bombs, guns, and knives. The airlines are responsible for these checks, which many experts say represent one of the gaping holes in airport security across the country. Last year, for example, the Argonbright Security Company pleaded guilty to hiring more than a dozen airport workers in Philadelphia who had criminal convictions for firearm possession, burglary, drug dealing, and other crimes.
This is why companies need to pay more attention to who they employ, how they employ them, and how they train them.
That's William Gavin, who used to run the FBI's New York Bureau and now heads a private security firm that does not provide airport security. Gavin says airlines typically look for the lowest bids, which too often go to companies that pay workers as little as $6 an hour and offer little or no training.
Some member of the media went in to seek a job and was looking at the bags coming through the x-ray 4 hours after they went in to get a job. How does that happen?
According to a government study last year, low wages, poor conditions, and minimal benefits contributed to a 200% turnover rate in 1 year among security staff at five major airports, including Logan in Boston. 2 years ago, federal authorities cited Logan for more than 130 incidents, including failing to screen baggage and failing to protect secure areas, even planes waiting on the tarmac. And in recent days, investigators learned that over the last 2 years, 130 Logan Airport security passes are unaccounted for. But within hours of learning that the two hijacked flights that destroyed the trade towers originated in Boston, Joseph Lawless, security director at Massport, defended his airport.
We have a very high security standard here. We consider ourselves as secure, if not more secure, than any other airport in the United States.
Lawless himself faces some scrutiny. The ex-state trooper was a personal driver of former Governor William Weld, who picked him for the airport job, even though he had no background in aviation. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry says it's premature to single out any particular airport for security lapses. But Kerry is pushing legislation that would shift responsibility for passenger and baggage screening from the airlines to the federal government.
The airlines are already having difficulties economically. And if they have to, in their bottom line, measure security, they'll cut corners. So what we've got to do is carry the full burden of that.
But Clint Oster, author of Why Airplanes Crash, argues that federalizing airport security won't be enough. Oster says the fact that the hijackers passed security with knives and box cutters last week doesn't mean the airport inspection system broke down.
It wasn't that people failed to detect them. They weren't looking for them and weren't trained to regard them as a particular threat. The real lesson is we've got to think about designing our system to catch a broader range of threats than we had been thinking about previously. Past experience with hijacking may not be enough to guide us into the future. We may have to be a little bit more imaginative.
Indeed, the last federal study on aviation security, the so-called Gore Commission 5 years ago, focused on how to protect passengers. According to one former commission member, nobody considered that the planes themselves could be turned into guided missiles. For NPR News, Anthony Brooks, Boston.